Vava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that Kol HaMasna Al Masha Kosev BaTorah, anyone who makes a condition on something that negates, or goes against something which is a halacha written in the Torah, to Na'o Batel, the condition that he makes is ineffective. And we'll give an example that is brought in the Brisa of the Gemara. The Gemara says, and actually there's a dispute about this, someone says to a woman that he, Hariat Mekudeshesli, I'm going to betroth you, I'm going to marry you, on the condition that I don't have responsibility for she'er ksus or ona. That is to say, I'm not responsibility for your food, or to clothe you, or to provide a physical relationship with you. It's the Hariat Mekudeshes, she's considered to be married, but to no bottle. The condition he's made is batal, because the Torah obligates him explicitly in those three things. So therefore, he can't make such a condition. The condition is valid, and it's the condition that he sets that is negated. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Comes along Rabbi Huda and says, it depends what it is. If it's a monetary issue, in a monetary issue, a person is able to make a condition, even if it negates what the Torah says, because that's part of the financial relationship that they decided upon, and that's okay. But anything beyond finances, he's not able to make a condition. So in the case of She'er Ksus and Ona, in terms of the clothing and the food, he is able to make a condition, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but not in the physical relationship. And the question is, some understand our Mishnah to be following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that our Mishnah that says that if you make a condition against that which is written in the Torah, it's negated. That's as long as it's not something having to do with money. If it has to do with money, that Mishnah isn't discussing that. And some say no, that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, and it's referring to that even for financial things, our Mishnah is saying that the condition is negated, is batal. So there's a dispute about how to learn our Mishnah. There's another halacha in the laws of conditions, laws of tanayim, that you have to have the tanai kodem lemaisa, that when you express the condition and the action that the condition that you're setting a condition on, the condition has to be mentioned first. You have before you discuss the action that you want to take place. For example, a person says to a woman, if he says to her, "You are betrothed to me mekudeshesli with this ring, if you give me $100, so then even that, then the condition he's setting of $100 is ineffective, because he needs to say, if you give me $100, then I will betroth you with this ring. That's how you need to do it. That's, we learn that out from the Torah, from the conditions that were set in the relationship between the tribes of Gad and Reuven and Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of getting the land. We learn out from those how those conditions were set, that the condition needs to be mentioned first and then the action itself. Therefore, we read that in the Mishnah that V'chol Tanai Sheish Masa B'Tchilaso, anytime the Tanai has the action first, before the condition, Tano Batal, the Tanai is ineffective. Finally, the Mishnah gives one other idea about tanoim, about conditions. V'chol she'efsher lo l'kaima b'sofo, if it's something that it's possible for him to fulfill, if it's a condition that it will be fulfilled, v'hisna olav mitchilaso, and he makes a condition about it initially, tano kaim, then the tanai, the condition, can be effective. And of course, that seems to be very simple and forthright. However, what the Mishnah is really referring to is that if a person were to say, make a condition that's impossible for him to do, such as, let's say, he says to a woman, I'm going to betroth you, I'm going to mekadesh you, on the condition that I'm going to go into space, let's say this is before the existence of spacecraft, or he says he's going to cross the sea with his own feet, he's going to walk on water. If he makes a condition like that, then of course the kedushin is effective. The condition is irrelevant, because it's an impossibility. And we assume, therefore, that he had every intention to marry her, as he stated, and that which he's mentioning, an impossible condition, is not because he doesn't want the betrothal to take place. It's because he just is saying a silly idea.